Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Iranians are saying that they're going to have access to a $300 billion reconstruction fund. True or false?
Well, Ed, that's the sort of thing they could have access to, funded by the Gulf Coast Coalition, so long as they honor their end of the obligation. I think that one of the things you're going to see, Ed, and people have to be skeptical of this, is that the hardliners in the Iranian system will overemphasize the benefits that Iran gets while underemphasizing all the things that they have to concede and all the things they have to provide in order to get these benefits. So we absolutely are open to the Gulf Coast countries investing in the reconstruction of Iran, but only if Iran ends their nuclear program, ends their enriched stockpile of material, and is really open to an inspections and enforcement regime that gives the American people confidence right. They're never going to have a nuclear weapon. So,
all right, pause. That was Vice President J.D. Vance's answer to the question about Iran having access to $300 billion after this war and us paying them directly $24 billion. J.D. Vance then decides to outline what a potential deal could look like by just saying what Obama's JCPOA was. And then J.D. Vance kind of plays his hand by saying that the Iranian hardliners want to overemphasize the wins, but then discount any concessions. That is the exact thing that J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are doing all damn day today. They are minimizing the absolute failure of the United States to get any meaningful concessions while trying to emphasize the fact that we got the Strait of Hormuz open when it was literally open 3 months ago. So the United States, you know, propagandists are trying to do the exact same thing they're accusing the Iranian propagandists of doing, and it's despicable. J.D. Vance then gets asked in the same interview if Israel is on board with this memorandum of understanding. I want to be very, very clear, as we often are on the Adam Mockler feed. This is not a peace deal. It's not even technically a sort of ceasefire, because those keep getting broken. This is a potential memorandum of understanding that would lead to a window to then negotiate the larger issues. I want peace just as much as anybody else, but they shouldn't lie to us and tell us we have peace when we keep continuing to see Israel escalating, striking Lebanon, Hezbollah, and then we see Iran retaliating and Lebanon retaliating. I mean, the region is still fighting. So if you appreciate this clarity and the steady-handed explanations, it would mean the world if you drop a like on this video. It genuinely helps boost it in the algorithm when all of these liars are proliferating. Here is J.D. Vance being asked about Israel being on board. Then I want to show you what Israel said about this.
Let me ask you this before you go. Is Israel on board with this? It doesn't appear so at this time. What are you hearing? What are you thinking?
Well, Gail, of course, Israel's been a good partner, but we do expect everybody in the region. They've been participating in this peace agreement. They've been participating in our talks with Iran. They understand where our perspective is. And what the president has said is that we expect everybody to honor this agreement. There are always, Gail, these bumpy moments with these ceasefires. Sometimes someone will fire and sometimes somebody responds. We think right now that there are probably people within Iran, because of the internet blackout, that are not even aware that this deal has happened. So we certainly expect the Israelis are going to be a participant in this peace process, but we think it's going to be good for them. It's going to be good for us. It's going to be good for the Gulf Coast Coalition. And Gail, if the Iranians comply with their end of the bargain, it's going to be good for Iran.
Okay, so there's a few problems with what J.D. Vance just said. He basically is trying to beat around the bush by not calling out Israel directly for pushing back, but Israel is directly pushing back. This is a tweet from Ben Gavir. Ben Gavir is the Minister of National Security for Israel and is quite famous for being a genocidal, diabolical human being who genuinely has no heart. And he said just this morning, "Trump's agreement does not bind us. Israel is not subject to the United States, and we are an independent and sovereign nation. This is humiliating. We give Israel $3.8 billion every year, and Donald Trump himself has approved tens of billions of dollars in arms sales to Israel since he took office with no conditions, no check on them whatsoever. And then when we go to war, essentially to achieve objectives that Israel is asking for, we can't actually find an off-ramp or even reach a memorandum of understanding, not a peace deal, but a memorandum of understanding without Ben-Gvir, the Minister of National Security, then coming out and saying, our duty is to the citizens of Israel. And they said, Trump's agreement does not bind us. But the problem is, the agreement is dependent on Israel stopping its firing towards Lebanon. So Iran said that we are only going to, you know, stick to this agreement and stick to this memorandum of understanding if Israel stops bombing Lebanon. And Israel says, we're not going to do that. We're not bound to anybody, especially not the United States. This is humiliating for Donald Trump, who is quite literally on the leash of Netanyahu right now and cannot control him. Then J.D. Vance gets asked more about the fiscal reality of this war. There's also reported $24 billion in frozen funds that Iran's going to get.
They say they're going to get $24 billion in frozen funds if they hit certain benchmarks. Is that true?
Well, again, Ed, we're open to a lot of things that are on the table, but that $24 billion just doesn't appear anywhere in any of the texts that we've talked about with the Iranians. What we have said is that we're willing to talk about unfreezing assets, but a much, much bigger deal is unsanctioning their economy so long as they make the long-term commitments on the nuclear program. So, you know, again, one of the things these hardliner elements in their country are going to do is misrepresent the deal so that...
Bro! He's doing the same thing again. He's like, yeah, what the hardliners in Iran do is they tend to put on a red tie and go on television and try to minimize the concessions while maximizing the wins with a yellow background behind them. It's like,
that they can sell it to certain elements of their domestic audience. But I think, again, the text is very clear. There's nothing about $24 billion. What there is clarity about, though, Ed, is that Iran gives up their nuclear program for the long haul. They allow a real inspections regime.
So the answer was like, the question was a yes or no. He says, is that true? And J.D. Vance then beats around the bush for a bit. Like, I want you to listen to the way this question is asked.
Hit certain benchmarks. Is that true?
Well, again, Ed, we're open to a lot of things.
Okay, so he's open to a lot of things. This also signals the negotiations aren't even nearly beginning if J.D. Vance is walking around things this much. To continue, we have breaking news. The following Israel's attacks on Lebanon, Iran had canceled negotiations and prepared to attack Israel. However, after last-minute concessions offered by President Trump, Iran was persuaded to forego the attack. These concessions reportedly include, and this is reported by Iranian media, so both sides do have the incentive to lie, but J.D. Vance isn't the right person to say that, because J.D. Vance has even more of an incentive than Iran to lie. J.D. Vance is held accountable by a Democratic audience, come the midterms. Meanwhile, the Iranians will lie for different reasons, but J.D. Vance is totally, absolutely lying. This says, the concessions reportedly include the preservation of Lebanon's territorial integrity. That's an easy one. Israel's withdrawal from the Lebanese border. It should be easy, but Israel doesn't want to do that. And the immediate lifting of the siege. Iran is expected to release an official statement on the peace deal shortly. And then just moments before I clicked record on this video, we got word that Ghalibaf, the Speaker of their parliament, and Donald Trump signed a memorandum of understanding on a e-signature. So they virtually signed it, which is how it's done in the modern day. That's not the weird part. But the weird part of it all is, that we should be pointing out, is that Israel isn't even on board. And part of the memorandum of understanding is that Israel is on board and that we do have control over Israel in some manner, but we don't. There is no way. He literally says it right here. We are not subject. Israel is not subject to the United States. We are an independent and sovereign nation. Ben-Gvir, nobody's saying that you guys can't be an independent or sovereign nation. I'm certainly not saying that. I just think you guys should actually have a baseline level of respect for an ally that, supposed ally that treats you well. Here is Iran's spokesperson talking this morning about the deal. Under this memorandum, the American side is obligated to lift all sanctions, secondary, primary, UN Security Council sanctions, and relevant IAEA board resolutions, which is about atomic energy. Interesting. From the moment the memorandum of understanding is signed on Friday, Iran must be able to sell oil, petrochemical products, and petroleum derivatives without any obstacle. That's what J.D. Vance was largely talking about, lifting some of the sanctions. Here is Barak Ravid going more in depth about the split between Israel and the United States. I say this all the time on the show, but Benjamin Netanyahu is likely going to lose his election come October. The people of Israel view this as a failed war, and his only response right now is to try to keep it going and ramp it up so people don't view it as a failed war. Donald Trump's main interest is to tone this war down as quickly as possible. I mean, look at CNN at the bottom has a chyron that says gas price, start of war, $2.98, current gas prices, $4.07. That's on the national stage. So that's the average. It might be a little bit more or a little bit less in your state, but it has gone up a lot, like 30% since the war started.
That in two separate calls he also had yesterday with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, he mentioned to them how difficult Netanyahu is and how he's taking steps that are creating problems to his effort to reach a deal with Iran. And one of the things Trump told me is that he thinks that Netanyahu has no effing judgment. He used the F word, I think, three times during our call in the context of what Netanyahu did when he ordered the strike in Beirut. And I think that Netanyahu heard directly from Trump later on that day when they spoke, and Trump made it clear to him that this needs to stop.
This is humiliating for Donald Trump. I don't want anyone for a moment thinking that Trump is actually standing up to Netanyahu. He's his bitch. Trump has approved tens of billions of dollars of arms sales to Israel since taking office, only for Netanyahu to basically stick up the finger. That's why Trump is cursing him out repeatedly. As J.D. Vance goes on news station to news station to news station in a morning press cycle to try to run defense for Donald Trump's failing war, Donald Trump is actually at the G7 right now. He's meeting with Macron. The G7 is held in France, and Trump looks beat and tired. This dude is like sleepwalking. Am I imagining things here? Is this dude closing his eyes while shaking Macron's hand? Look at this. And then now he looks very tired.
The president last night, Cyril Gane, won the fight against a great fighter, supposed to be unbeatable. And that was it. Cyril is from France. Did you watch the fight?
Yeah. That Not direct, but I saw it this morning.
That was a great fight. It was a great evening at the White House.
I was very proud.
So a hoarse Donald Trump is standing there looking tired and talking about the fight last night. In this clip right here, he gets asked, when will the text of the Memorandum of Understanding be released? And he beats around the bush.
I may be involved, I may not, but J.D. was coming in for that specifically.
Thank you. Mr. President, when will the text of the MOU be released?
I think pretty soon. I would say, I mean, I want it to be released because it's a very powerful document. It's not like the Obama document, which was just a terrible document. This is a very powerful document, and I want it to be released. So probably pretty soon. I would say sometime after Friday, because the Strait opens completely. It's open now, but it opens completely. We'll have all the mines knocked out of, for the most part. We have a lot of lanes right now already.
Mr. President.
So I think sometime in the very near future, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so within the next 2 weeks, I'm sure it'll be released. Here's J.D. Vance being asked the exact same question.
So far, the only details we've heard have been from the Iranian officials.
Yep, that's actually a really important point right there. The only details we've heard are from the Iranian officials. So while both sides do have the incentive to lie and misrepresent the deal and emphasize their own victories, yes, For some reason, the United States hasn't said anything. We haven't emphasized anything. We haven't released any text, any details. If this were a favorable deal for us at all, wouldn't Trump be screaming from the rooftops that it was a favorable deal? Even if it were slightly unfavorable, he would still be screaming from the rooftops. So is it really that bad?
So far, the only details we've heard have been from the Iranian officials. What can you tell us about when the administration plans to share the exact details?
Yeah, Gail, as you know, with sometimes with these agreements, there are some diplomatic protocols, some technical things to work out. But we plan to release the full text this week. We want the American people to see it. But we've also seen, of course, some misreporting about what's actually in the agreement. We've seen some accurate reporting about what's in the agreement. I think the most important thing for the American people to appreciate is that what this agreement does is really twofold. On the one hand, it ensures that Iran will never have a nuclear weapon while simultaneously opening the Strait of Hormuz. You already
It reopens the strait that was open 3.5 months ago. Really good stuff. Oh, it also accomplishes exactly what the JCPOA did just, 10 years later and in a more sloppy, costly way. Wow.
See oil prices from a high of $126 a barrel down to about $80 a barrel today. That's a lot of progress. But
oh, wow. Okay, sorry, I don't mean to be so sarcastic, but wow. What we did was take oil prices from a normal price, spike it up very high, and then it drops like 10%, and we're trying to say that that was great. Here's Donald Trump talking about the Strait of Hormuz.
What do you expect from France and
I would love them to do that. I don't think we're going to need much help because we have an agreement where it's going to be open, and it's toll-free. We had a little argument on that. It's toll-free. So I don't think we're going to need much help. But I don't think it's a bad idea to have a ship or two up here from a few countries. You'd be a great country to do it because you never know what happens. But I think it's going to be open. And
bro, this guy can't even meet with world leaders about the Strait of Hormuz because he was too busy watching UFC slop all night in the Oval Office. Let me show you guys this website that I like. I want to prove a point. There's a website called Trump's Truth. It's not his Truth Social, and it's an account where you can search anything that he says. I'm going to search the word straight, and we're going to see that he has multiple times declared the Strait of Hormuz open. So on April 17th of 2026, April 17th, what was that? 2 months ago, April, May, June. So 2 months ago, he said, the Strait of Hormuz is completely open and ready for business and full passage, but the naval blockade will remain in full force and effect. Guess what? The Strait of Hormuz was not open when he posted this, and it never ended up being open. So I'm sorry that I struggled to believe the president when he's saying in the decrepit manner that the Strait of Hormuz is actually open.
Who's going to be signing this agreement on Friday from the United States and from the Iranian side of things? Because there's been a lot of questions about who's in charge in Iran and whether, when we're talking to someone, whether they represent all of those parties.
Well, one of the interesting things about what's happened just over the last few months is that our relationship with Iran has fundamentally transformed. You hear the president talk about the fact that we're dealing with a totally different group of people. That's absolutely true. If you go back to the Obama administration, we never had the direct line. Really, over the past 47 years, we've never had this level of direct connection where the people at the highest levels of the United States government are talking to the people at the highest levels of the Iranian government. We expect the negotiating team from the Iranian side is going to be the Speaker of the House, Ghalibaf, and also the Foreign Minister, Arachi, along with a number of security officials and people who represent the different constituencies within their country.
We'll see what happens over the next few days. All we want is peace, and peace in a manner that doesn't humiliate the United States, right? But what we're likely going to get is a deal that is repeatedly broken by Israel as Iran then ramps up to retaliate and Trump makes more and more concessions. Iran right now is trying to squeeze as many concessions from Trump as possible. That is why they are coming out ahead of the Memorandum of Understanding being signed and controlling the narrative on it. That is why they are repeatedly stringing Donald Trump along, acting like they're about to sign a deal, and then just asking for one more concession. It's a strategy. So if I had to guess, what Ben-Gvir is saying here is that Trump's agreement does not bind us. Ben-Gvir is saying we're going to continue to strike Lebanon, whether the United States likes it or not. And Iran is saying, okay, but you can't just decouple Israel striking Lebanon with the United States going to war with Iran. These two things are inherently connected. So if Israel keeps striking, then we are going to keep the war going. We're going to keep the strait closed. It's very simple. Israel is lengthening this war, and we have to continue to push back, push for a better future where we're not sending billions of dollars to a country unconditionally, and they just rope us along. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.